The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
And we are back. Hour number two, Farrell on the bench. Carver Eye Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long right here on Sports Grid Radio. 28-19, Mafia. Third and six, 4.5 minutes to go. So they might get the ball back, Miami of Ohio, but they're not going to have any timeouts left now. And Ohio's getting close to field goal range. Let's do the math here quickly, Mafia. 29-30-31. That would put them up 12. Doesn't really help them much. Oh, and that'll be... Oh, do you have this on? Do you have this nonsense on, Mafia?
No, I went to the Ranger game once they had that face mask penalty.
Third down play. They roll everybody out to the left, the Bobcats. This is absolute put-the-game-away stuff. The fullback like just drifts on his own to the right. Wasn't even the fullback. It was a wide receiver. Goes around. They're all following the quarterback. This guy's wide open 20 yards downfield, not a soul near him, and the quarterback threw it short and hit the ground before it got to him. Oh, that was a touchdown, put the game over. Game would have been finished. The game is kind of finished, but that would have really finished it. So now fourth and six. Let's see what this genius on the Ohio sideline wants to do. He's just as smart as the other guy. And they punted away. Little pooch punt, and they'll get the ball at their own five. 4 minutes, Mafia, down nine. Getting the ball at their own five. What's your percentage chance for Miami of Ohio here?
0%.
Thanks,
last 3 minutes.
0% chance you are giving them. Okay, that works for me. We'll keep our eyes on this Maction battle here. The first night of Maction already driving everybody nuts. The Braves are a few outs away from winning the World Series. Ho-hum there for them. This game has been a walk for them so far. The other MAC game has been wild, too. 45-36, Eastern Michigan leads Toledo in the second half of that one. Eastern Michigan was getting 8.5 points in that game. So nice job by them on the road against the Rockets. NBA tonight, Mafia. The Heat covered against the Mavericks on the road. They were actually the road favorite, 125-110. Good night for the Heat. Let's see who had the mix there. Hero had 25, huh? He comes out of nowhere. Luka has his usual 33 and a loss. The Bucks covered against the Pistons, 117-89. Rockets and Lakers underway. Now, I said this today, Mafia. I don't know if you agree. The Lakers shouldn't be a 10 or 11 point favorites against anybody, even a team as bad as the Rockets right now. They just shouldn't. They shouldn't.
I agree 100%. Until they get healthy, until they can prove they're the team that people were expecting them to be, they're just not what they are right now. Right now, they're getting by on name status, on them being the Lakers, on them having all these veterans who were great at one point or another, and they're just not playing like that team yet. You got to start bringing it back down to earth on these spreads, and then eventually, come probably Christmas and New Year's, you'll probably bump it back up to double digits, because then Westbrook, AD, and those guys will figure out how to play with one another.
Halftime in the late TNT game, the Pelicans lead the Suns 59-48. So that makes us go and see what we have for the second half on the Suns, Mafia. Let's see what we have here for the Suns in the second half. -8. So they're down 11, -8. Only got to lose by 2 in this scenario. Maf, what do you think? Little Suns in the second half, -8? Get involved here?
Sure, why not? I think they can lose a close game. I mean, they're not the same team that they were last year, you know, going to the finals right now with the beginning of this season. They've had such huge struggles. We ripped the Lakers, but the Suns have looked just as bad, if not worse. I don't know what happened to them. Chris Paul just suddenly aged too much overnight, but they have been, they have the hangover of the NBA finals that we talk about in so many sports. Just going back quickly, because you mentioned your boy Hero Ball jacking it up for Miami. I mean, I went and looked. And after all this smack talk about how, I'm going to get my revenge, people forget about me, they're sleeping on me, it's a bad idea. He's lived up to it so far these first six games. The guy's the second leading scorer on the team, averaging 22 points a game, has like 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. He's a lot closer to the guy we saw rookie year in the bubble than what we saw last year right now at this point in the season. It's still early, but he's living up to it so far.
He certainly has. No question about that. So that's the score. You would not believe this, Mav. They just threw like an 85-yard touchdown, Miami of Ohio. And we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio, watching World Series, a little Maction, NBA, a lot happening. That's an 80-plus-yard touchdown, Mafia, for Miami of Ohio. So they kicked the extra points, now 28-26. Like, honestly, this is why this dope shouldn't have went for two before. And there's still over 3 minutes to go here, Mafia. They're not finished. They are not finished. Maction is alive in Ohio tonight. Anything can happen. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High Mafia, we will return. Sports Grid Radio. We'll see if they can get another onside kick here. Miami of Ohio, get it done. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Listen to Sports Grid. You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. So in the trials and tribulations of Maction tonight, Mafia, we've been on this Miami of Ohio game where the moron coach went for two down 9 as opposed for going for two when he actually, was down 2. They end up getting this ridiculous, basically chuck it up touchdown. They're down 2. They don't get the onside kick. They're one stop away from getting the ball back with like 1 minute left to get a chance to go down the field for a field goal. And they let the running back break through the line and run 50 yards for the put away touchdown. So good night, the lights for Miami of Ohio as the opening night of Maction ends with a thud for me, Mafia. An absolute thud.
Maction giveth hope, then taketh away.
Man, that was not fun. I really thought that they were in the mix there. I thought that there was a chance they'd sneak away with a 1-point win and that little live money line bet could get through. But no, it does not. Look at your boy. Nice tackling by Miami of Ohio. Jeez. The Braves, Mafia, are 4 outs away from winning the World Series. It is the bottom of the 8th. It is 7-0. Matzik is on the mound for them, who of course has been excellent in these playoffs. Top of the order here with 4 outs to go. Not much left intrigue-wise in the World Series, Mafia. Not even the World Series MVP. We already know that that's going to be Soler.
Yeah, it's all but wrapped up right now. I mean, obviously there is one more inning left, but it doesn't seem feasible for the Houston Astros, even with their kind of break out of nowhere and, you know, runs and bunches offense, to come back and score 8 runs here in one inning and stop Atlanta from winning the World Series. And you know what? It's weird because as a Mets fan, I should be like, I hate this. I can, you know, team my own division win, but I don't have that hate for the Braves. And even when they were destroying the NL East, I never really have. Besides like John Rocker, there has always been players on that franchise that I just really respected. And my, you know, that pitching staff of, you know, Maddux, Glavine, and you know, the Chipper Jones, just the way he always played the game. Andrew Jones always working his ass off, you know, the crazy defensive plays he made. Like, as much as I, you know, quote unquote hated them, it was more actually respect and just frustration that they always beat us, kind of like I've had with the Jets and Patriots over the years. Although that's a little more hate because those should have been ours, Belichick.
So this will be the 15th different World Series winner in the last 20 years. How about that?
Parody.
Over the last 21 years, whatever it is. The 15th different winner in the last 21 years. That's a lot of parody in MLB.
How many times do we possibly hear that, you know, in whatever, not right now in this, the post-game speech tonight, but I'm sure in the next couple months when they talk to Manfred and that stat comes up, how many times will he say parody in one interview?
Yeah, he doesn't say like competitive balance, Mafia. You can't say parody. You have to say competitive balance. They don't like when you say parody. It's an icky word to the NHL and, and Major League Baseball and the NFL. They don't like that. They want competitive balance. Miami of Ohio is going to tease me to the end, Mafia. They're on the 10 with a minute 12 left. Down 9 again.
They're going to get the touchdown.
They're going to go for another 2.
Well, actually, there's no point going for 2 then, right?
I mean, they're going to go for another onside kick. I apologize. They're going to get this touchdown and go for another onside kick.
They are. And that's where ended. It's going. I mean, it can't be any better than that. It didn't recover a couple of possessions ago.
That was the best crack they were going to get on any of those onside kicks. I mean, the ball was right there for them. And there you go, the kids running for it.
They knocked him down. It was free again. And then like 3 guys on their team just overran it and dove too far.
I cannot believe that this is still going on. They're on the 5, first and goal, 103 to go. They clock it. Jeez, give me this on. Come on, Mafia. Let's go.
Ooh, your boy Igor with a big stick save. Shesterkin just had out Vancouver. He came out and looked like he kind of squeaked through his legs and was going for, you know, to go in the net, like right by the post. And he reached back with a stick and pinned the puck against the post right on the goal line.
He's been really, I will tell you, he's been really good, Mafia. He's been really good.
He was shaky last show. You know, we first really saw him get extended action. It was like, this guy's great. He's the future. We're set. You know, even though we lost King Henrik, you know, now we got him. And Georgiev's a great backup. And then all of a sudden last year, just that was not a strong suit for them with all the other young players. And, you know, part of that probably is the young players that he had in front of him that were giving up a lot of chances and opportunities. Now that they've, you know, grown and shored things up, he is back to the form that we saw a couple of years ago.
Miami of Ohio scores the touchdown with 55 seconds to go. What a wild fourth quarter. Maction is all you need to say. So 35 to, let's see if they get the extra point, which is very crucial right now. He makes it 35-33, 55 seconds to play. They will try once again for the onside kick. Their third attempt here in the fourth quarter, Mafia. Will they finally get one?
No.
Man, do what you did on the first one. The ball was right there. Oh, come on. It's Maction. Make something crazy happen here, Bob. Give me something crazy.
I mean, I think we've already had pretty crazy in this game, even if they don't get the kick at this point.
Yeah, you're probably.
It should have been over like 20 minutes ago.
I'm really greedy right now. I'm extremely greedy. Asking for what I'm asking for, considering how bonkers. Now, of course, this can't be the game off where, you know, I'm on the over or something. You know, it can't be that I'm on the over and I'm getting all these crazy points at the end. The live total at the beginning of the fourth was like I think it was either 48.5 or 51.5. It was somewhere in that area. And now they're in the, they're at 68. Jeez. Here we go, Moff, onside. They do the dopey, let me fake to the right side and now move everybody to the left side. I mean, what are you trying to, I mean, honestly, and Ohio calls timeout, like if they're fooled by it. Like what? I never understand it. Like what is the point of that? What are you doing?
Right. If anything doesn't throw your kicker off more than throws their team off.
I mean, you're asking for like an illegal procedure or somebody to start going early. The kicker's like stopping, going back, going over. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. This
you just run the fire drill and hoping it confuses them enough that, you know, it makes something happen, but it confuses your team just as much, and they know what's happening.
This game needs one more thunderbolt here, Moff. You know what's going to happen. He'll get the onside kick, and he'll miss the field goal to win it.
That's a pretty good bet, especially given the state of kicking right now in both college and pros.
Come on, get this onside kick. Here they do again. They start going one way and they all go the other. Why?
Tricked you.
He didn't get it. They got right on it. What I mean, just nonsense. That bothers me. Teased me like that.
Am I going over here? Nope, I'm going to go over there.
Dumb. Tease me, Mafia. Not fair.
I'm like, just do it. Not as smart as you like to think, y'all.
Meanwhile, there's like 8 minutes left in this other game. This Eastern Michigan-Toledo game. 52-42. The Eagles. Wild games tonight. The Jazz lead the Kings 107-104, Mafia, in the fourth late. Kings in the mix. All right, for all on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio tonight. We are waiting for the Braves to have their World Series celebration, a couple of other things as well. We need UFC picks for Mafia, too, at some point by the end of this hour. Pharrell on the bench, on the grid. We're back after this.
Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger up.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight on Sports Grid Radio right here as the Atlanta Braves are three outs away from winning the World Series. Losing record at the All-Star break. Lost their best player in Ronald Acuna Jr. And they are sitting here with an opportunity to win the World Series. Wild stuff. Now I'm on the other Maction game, Mafia, where Toledo's down 10 to Eastern Michigan. Another wild game after that other one between Miami of Ohio and the Bobcats of Ohio. We have to talk UFC, Mafia, because you, of course, aren't going to be with me the next few nights to finish out the week. You will be with us with Coast to Coast tomorrow. You won't be on the bench as you head out on your own vacation. So we talked last night that it's a major fighting weekend. There is a lot going on, MMA, boxing, etc. Let us start with UFC because there's a back-to-back pay-per-views, I guess you could say. Really big card with Usman and Covington, Thug Rose and Wei Zhang, Gaethje and Chandler, Frankie Edgar in the mix. You mentioned that this is at Madison Square Garden. Please, Mafia, let's start with the main fight. Does Covington have any chance to beat Usman?
He has a chance. I mean, Covington is a game fighter. You know, as very much as I was talking yesterday and in previous times about how Usman kicked his ass and, you know, that he's really just hasn't done anything since and only had the one fight against the washed-up Tyron Woodley to kind of put him back in the title picture was kind of a weak foray into saying, okay, I'm the second-best fighter in the division. But he gets that because he is – because everyone else has been beaten by Usman, some of them twice. So he definitely has a chance. He's got, you know, good stand-up. He's got good wrestling. He's very similar, you know, in style to Usman. But I don't see him winning. I'm picking Usman to win this fight again. Minus 290 is the money line that they have on FanDuel. So to look for another way to do it, I'm going to say Usman by KO TKO plus 155. Not because Covington's a pushover or, you know, anything like that. It's just because, first of all, he finished him the first fight, broke his jaw. And Usman's on this revenge tour, even though it's, you know, he hasn't lost. It's not a revenge as far as I got to go get my record back. I got to go, you know, show who I am. It's that all these guys who said he was boring and he just grappled and he just, you know, waited for point fights and all this other stuff. He's going out to prove he's the best, and he's doing it by putting fist to face, you know, knocking out Gilbert Burns, knocking out Masvidal. I think the rest of the way, this guy wants to get KOs. And I know, you know, that could end up hurting him in the end if he kind of overextends, but he hasn't done it yet. He got tagged a little bit by Burns with a shot or two early on, but then gathered himself. I don't see Covington being able to put him down. I think Burns has more power than Covington, and I think Usman wins this with a finish.
Wins it with a finish. How about that? Thug Rose and Wei Zhang, minus 106, minus 114. Even fight here. Thug Rose beat her last time.
She did. She knocked her out. And that was when Zhang Weili was the champ after her win over Joanna Jędrzejczyk. So this one's a tougher one. This one could go either way. I mean, Thug Rose, I have, you know, been burned by her many times before. You know, the first time she fought JJ, she got that win, and I'm like, all right, you know what, it was a flash knockout. JJ didn't take her seriously enough. Picked JJ in the second one. Rose beat her even worse. So this one coming in here, I thought that, you know, Zhang Weili just showed how she's brutal and violent and will walk through a wall if she has to, walk through fire, walk through whatever. You know, she'll punch her way out of things. She doesn't care. And Thug Rose dropped her. And she's shown that she, you know, still has that power. She still has that drive and that passion that we've questioned at times after the bus incident, after other times where she kind of took time off. You know, we didn't know if she still really wanted to do this. She had a lot of, you know, people close to her that she lost during COVID. But she's shown that she's here, and she's in, you know, not just physically, but mentally too. And I think when she is in the right mental place, she can be one of the toughest women in any division to beat, you know. But you could put her up there with someone like, you know, like Nunez or like Bullet Shevchenko. So I think in this one, she wins again, retains that title, and maybe we get some kind of crossover talk. Maybe, you know, her and Shevchenko match up at some point.
Yeah, you could get something like that happening in the future. That would be nice to see. Big fights are always fun. Chandler and Gaethje. I feel like, and obviously you know how I am with this stuff, I feel like Chandler's, ever since he's come around, like, he talks a lot, but has he won any big fights yet in the UFC? Has he?
Yes, he dropped Dan Hooker in his first one, like the first minute. I mean, I think he's getting a little bit disrespected here. I love Gaethje. I love what he's become in the UFC because he was just a brawler early on in his days, and it was just either he was going to finish you or you were going to finish him. And then all of a sudden, he had the fight against Tony Ferguson for the interim belt where he outboxed Tony Ferguson. He beat Ferguson in his own game. He was more, you know, reserved. He was more calculating and showed a different side of him. Then he went against Khabib and had what happened to everybody when they go against Khabib. He just got destroyed to the point that, you know, Khabib knocked him down. Khabib could have broken his arm in the first round. And like he said that his family was there, so he didn't want to do that to them and end up choking him out later on the second round. And then we haven't seen him since. You know, Chandler had a great fight against Oliveira after he dropped Dan Hooker. People thought he got the title shot too early, but, you know, that was a combination of different things, like, you know, Dustin Poirier winning the third fight with Conor McGregor and things like that. So he got the chance. He took advantage of it, and he had a great fight. He almost finished Oliveira that first round. Then Oliveira came back and finished him. But I think he's being a little disrespected here with how big these odds are. That Gaethje's over, you know, a 2-1 favorite here. I'm going to go with Chandler. I'm going to take a chance with him. This can go either way. But when you have a live dog like that, why not? But, you know, to hedge things here, I'm going to go with it ending in points of plus 195. It's heavy to the KO-TKO because both these guys got power, but both these guys know the other guy has power too, and it's only a three-round fight, not a five-rounder. So I think, you know, if Chandler uses his wrestling a little bit and smothers Gaethje at times like Khabib did, or, you know, maybe these guys just kind of dance around for a little bit the first round or so, we could see this go the distance. So I'll take that at plus 195.
Shane Burgos in the mix on Saturday night, huh?
Yep. The local boy, I think Burgos has fought at pretty much every card the UFC has ever had at the Garden. They always like to throw him out there, the Tiger Schulman's product. And I'm taking him in this one. You know, Billy
Tiger Schulman product.
He is. He's on the Tiger Schulman fight team. So Hurricane Burgos is a badass, though, and he's going to have a big reach advantage in this. He likes to finish guys. He goes in there, 13-3 record, coming off a loss, but like I said, 5.5-inch reach advantage over his opponent. That is never good in fighting, especially when it's a stand-up battle, and you can see that's why he's a 2-1 favorite. If you're looking a little deeper, then maybe you can go find something better. Actually, they don't even have that on FanDuel yet. We'll see if that comes up later in the week, you know, for him to be by KO, TKO, but right now it's just the money line up, and I'm going Burgos.
Burgos, and the final fight on the main card, which will be the pay-per-view, is, of course, Frankie Edgar in New York City, and he's plus 140 against Vera.
Yeah, Chito Vera is a badass. We saw him against Sugar Sean O'Malley when all the hype was there, and O'Malley ends up getting hurt. But Vera was beating him up in that fight beforehand, and Frankie Edgar's had a little bit of resurgence, you know, since he dropped down a weight class, which was surprising at his age. But since then, he had the fight against Munoz, which he got, you know, that one was tougher. That was close. It could have gone either way, I thought. He lost that by decision. And then he had the Sanhagen fight, where Sanhagen just destroyed him in 30 seconds. I mean, the guy's almost 40 at this point. It's tough to keep up with these younger guys at that age. Chito Vera is a tough dude. He likes violence. He's well-rounded in all aspects. He's coming off, you know, a win over Vera, over Grant, I mean. He had a tough fight versus Aldo where he lost the decision. So he's got a decent record going up right now, you know, 2-1 in his last three. And the one against Aldo was close. So I'm going to take Vera here to win this one. And again, that one doesn't have the extra, you know, juice. We can find out how long it goes or how it ends, any of that. But right now it's Vera minus 172 to win.
And the Atlanta Braves, Mafia, have won the World Series. There you go. As the Astros go quietly in the ninth, the Braves, World Series champions. There they are showing Dusty. You mean they were going to show him, Mafia? No World Series for Dusty. There you go. Braves celebrating at the juice box.
The Doc Rivers of Houston.
Hey, you know, well, Doc
has a title.
Doc won one, so that's a little tougher, but hey.
But they both have blown series leads a lot. Well, not this one, but Dusty have the same kind of record as Doc does with like series blown when you're up?
Yep. Yeah. Dusty has not been good in that department, but he comes close again, but no cigar for Dusty Baker as the Braves win the World Series. Great story, honestly. Losing record at the All-Star break. Lose Acuña Jr., make all these trades, and all these guys were huge for them. I mean, Duvall, Soler, Young Jock, Rosario, all were outstanding. They reshaped the entire outfield, ends up working out, bullpen tremendous, and the Braves. And if you had tickets on them, even at the start of the playoffs, those are some good cashes that you're about to get for them. We'll do the boxing match in the Bare Knuckle Mafia when we come back. Only fight I see on the prelims, I guess, would be your boy, Ally Quinta, plus 136. Let's get him in there against Bobby Green, Maf.
Yeah, Green's probably going to win that. I love Al, but right now he's more focused on his real estate than he is on his fighting.
He's a real estate mogul, your boy Al.
Real estate agent.
Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. The Braves are World Series champions. We will come back right here on Sports Grid Radio. Keep rolling. Pharrell on the bench, on the grid. We're back after this.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight on Sports Grid Radio. Another late onside kick in Maction Mafia. And of course, nope, they don't get it. Toledo down 52-49 with 2 minutes to go. in the fourth, these games are the best. I mean, it's like a pinball machine. 52-49, 2:14 to go in the fourth. Toledo trying the onside kick. They don't get it. So Eastern Michigan is going to take over. We mentioned that the Braves have won the World Series. Great job by Freed tonight. Six innings, no runs, six hits. That must be K's, four K. Oh, six K's. There you go. Get it right, Fox. And he had a couple guys on in the first, Mafia, got out of it, and he cruised after that. And then they brought all those guys in out of the bullpen that have locked it down the entire playoff, and they get it done. First pitcher with six-plus scoreless innings, no walks, and six Ks in a World Series clincher. Nice job by Max Fried and the Atlanta Braves. Let me finish up the fighting with you. Let's go to Bare Knuckle. I know you get the show on Thursday night. What do we got? We got a Bare Knuckle card on Saturday, correct?
Yes, yeah, Saturday, live from the Seneca Allegheny Casino and Resort. But I combined both of those wrong and stumbled all over myself. But yeah, in Salamanca, New York, upstate New York, it's going to be the first time they're in New York, in the Empire State. First time I think they're even in the Northeast. So big event for them. And it's got the heavyweights matching up. You got Joey Beltran, the Mexicutioner, who used to fight in the UFC and Bellator for a long time. He's fighting Arnold Boumaye Adams, who was the original heavyweight champ. These guys fought in BKFC 2 in the heavyweight semifinals. And Boumaye won by a doctor stoppage because Beltran got opened up right around his left eye, and they just couldn't stop it from gushing. So they called the fight then, even though, you know, Beltran was getting back into that fight in the third round. They had two more rounds to go. So unfortunately, that kind of screwed it up there. But then Adams went on to win the title in his next fight, lost it later on, and then Beltran gained it from the guy who beat him, Chase Sherman, and then has defended it like two or three times now. And he called him out. He's like, listen, I got this guy on my record. I don't like this loss. I want to fight him next. You know, it's not usual that the champ calls people out, but he did. And they put it together. And, you know, now it's going to be a great heavyweight battle. I can't wait to watch it. And I think I love Beltran. I talked to them both today, actually. But I think that, unfortunately, Adam's going to get his belt back because he's a little younger, more athletic and fast, and had, you know, gave Beltran problems the first two rounds adjusting to his athleticism. And he actually, for the first time ever, put on like extra weight. Like, he weightlifted, he said, this for this fight. He's never done it before. He hated doing it because, like, he always worried that it was going to take away his speed. But, you know, he wanted to get in even better shape and be even stronger for this one. So he actually lifted weights for the first time. And I think his extra power to go with the speed is going to be too much.
So there you go. So you've got UFC, you've got Bare Knuckle, and you have Canelo against Plant on Saturday night in Vegas. Canelo minus 1,200. I mean, Caleb Plant plus 650. Of course, it's different at different books. What is FanDuel got it at, Mafia? What do they have Canelo at right now? Take a quick look fast. I'd love to play Plant here, Mafia, but I just can't do it. I really can't. About the same. Plant plus 630, Canelo minus 1250. I'd love to do it, but he's just too big of a favorite. Too big of a favorite.
I mean, if you're going to do it, I think you have to do it, you know, like I tried with the UFC when you get some of these big favorites to find a different way. You know, maybe you go by, if you go method of victory, but like you could go Alvarez by points or decision, get that plus 200 maybe instead. Or if you would think that he does finish him, you kind of got to, you know, do like the group round betting like we did with the heavyweight title fight. Maybe, you know, Alvarez later on, like a 7 through 9 is plus 370, or winning in 10 through 12 is plus 500. Because, like you said, you're not betting anything, you know, making anything to bet the favorite unless you put up obscene amounts. And even that's not worth the risk. Is there a way that Plant can win this? Yeah, there is. I mean, he's going to have a four in height and reach advantage. You know, and I think that's a big thing for him is he's got to keep Alvarez outside. He's got to keep Canelo, you know, at the distance, keep peppering him with the jab, set him up with a couple combinations off that jab, you know, work the body with that extra length. Just try to wear him down like that and make him chase you and do it that way. But if you try to get in the fight in a phone booth, no, he's going to drop you. So if he's smart and fights from the outside and doesn't get emotional, maybe he gets a chance, a shot. I mean, you can see him trying to play the head games with Canelo with the way they did things at the weigh-ins where you got him swinging at him and you had the little scuffle. He's trying to get in his head, and Canelo doesn't like him. He's pissed off. Maybe he can try to take him out of his own game, but I just think that when it comes to fight night, that guy is too dialed in and too much of a, you know, a great fighter to think that he's going to lose.
Yeah, very, very tough to beat Canelo. And we like Caleb Plant, but I think this is going to probably be a little too tall of an order for him. 52-49, Toledo going to get the ball back, Mafia, with probably about 30 seconds left. They're going to take this all the way down. They're going to call a timeout with 40 seconds to go. Where are they on the field? They can't be in field goal range, I would think. Although they did try the onside kick and didn't get it. Let's see where Eastern Michigan is here on the field. Up three, 40 seconds left. It would be nice. I mean, get away from the dopey coach. Show us where we are on the field. Let's go for this fourth and two. This is what time is, geez, this is another marathon game, Mafia. When does this game start at 7:30? I mean, four plus hour game here between Toledo and Eastern Michigan, getting their money's worth at the Glass Bowl.
Seriously, do we have a delay or something in this? How is this going so late? Just that much scoring has made this go so much further than the other two?
A lot of scoring, a lot of reviews, a lot of stoppages, and that's how you get a four-plus hour Maction game between the Eagles and the Rockets. I still don't know where they are on the field because obviously we're doing this, and I keep looking over. Oh, they're in field goal range, but it's fourth and two, Mafia. They're going to go for it for the dagger here. They're going to try to pick up the first down and end this thing. If they get stopped, Toledo will have a chance. Let's see what happens with the Eagles of Eastern Michigan. Oh, and he didn't get it, Mafia. He is short. Toledo is going to get the football. Down three, 35 seconds to go. Try to force a little overtime. These games are fun. These games are a lot of fun in the MAC, that's for sure.
We're on the field of the game.
They got to go a long way. They're on their own 20, on their own between their own 15 and own 20. But they only need a field goal, so they don't got to go the whole way of the field. We'll see if they can do it. Let's get your take, Mafia. Of course, we talked about this on Coast to Coast today. The Ruggs incident. I mean, incident. Listen, he killed somebody drunk driving. That's pretty much that. That's the story. Criminal DUI. He's in just a ton of trouble here. It's going to be very, very hard. You don't know yet. The legal Eagles, 2 years, 20 years, bad situation for Ruggs. I said on the show, I can't believe these guys still do this, Mafia. I mean, honestly, you got millions of dollars. You play for a professional sports team that will come and get you wherever you are. I can't believe that this stuff still goes on. I just can't.
It's just ridiculous. And, you know, there was – when I was growing up, I don't know how your parents were with it, but my parents told me, and I'm going to do the same thing as, you know, when my children are older. It's if you're out and you're drunk, I don't care what time it is. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. My parents always told me, you call us. And my mom would say, because if you don't kill yourself driving, I'll kill you the next day when I find out. Yeah. So, you know, that's what you have to do. And obviously he's an adult. You're not going to call your parents, but call somebody. Like, act as an adult, you know, take responsibility, because as you see, you know, for so many times we see these guys get busted. It's like, how many times we say, thank God they didn't hit somebody. Thank God it was only them that they crashed. Thank God they didn't kill somebody. Eventually this happens. We've seen it before. We saw Dante Stallworth drive drunk and hit somebody when he was in the NFL. A man that was, you know, crossing the street in the morning, you know, you could argue all you want of where the guy should have been there or not. He was drunk driving, hit somebody, killed him. Now you have it again with Henry Ruggs. And this is just terrible for, you know, that person's family. Killed the woman, killed her dog in the car as well. You know, the car burst into flames. So probably one of the worst ways to go as well. And not only, you also put his passenger's life in danger. There was a woman in the car with him that was injured in this that could have been killed as well. So they already have a couple of felony charges. Honestly, I think they should jack up more. You know, you should have reckless endangerment of his passenger. You should have, you know, whatever else you can throw at him, because there is just not enough things you can do to get somebody like this off the streets. I don't care. Don't give me the one-time mistake BS, because anybody that's done it hasn't done it once. You don't just do it once and realize, wow, that was a bad mistake. I should never do this again. You keep doing it until something happens. And, you know, people could talk about his career. Forget his career. His career is done because, by all accounts, yes, you're innocent until proven guilty. But he was there. His car hit. He was drunk. It doesn't matter. They're going to throw the book at this guy, and he's going to be serving jail time. His career is over because, you know, his freedom is going to be over for a while. And, yeah, it can be anywhere from 2 to 20 years. It should be higher. It should be big. They should go for the jugular, not because he's famous, but because you have to make sure that people don't do this. And, unfortunately, the only ways to do that is by, you know, taking someone down who's up there. You know, the same way they went after Michael Vick with the dogfighting, you have to make an example of people that we know so that regular people can maybe stop doing this as well. It's so stupid. There are so many ways to get rides. It's not like back in the day where you had to flag down a cab and hope that it's something going, you know, there's someone out there. And it's not like in certain other cities. You know, you and I talked about this off air. You go to like Kansas City or Cleveland or one of these Midwest cities, Pittsburgh, sure, everything's shut down by 10 o'clock. It's going to be hard to find an Uber or, you know, a Lyft or a cab. You're in Las Vegas. There are so many people driving around 24/7 because there's things going on 24/7. There's no excuse for what he did. An example should be made. And it's unfortunate someone lost their life, and he's going to be the second person to really lose his life in a way because this guy's going to lock up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never like to say for sure he should go to lockup, but we've seen stranger things, Mafia. We've seen stranger things. So we have to let it play out.
He's serving some time. He might not be as much as he should serve, but there's no way he's getting out of this without serving jail time.
Oh, you would like to think so. You would definitely like to think so. But like I said, we'll see how it all plays out. Don't expect him, not that it matters, don't expect him on a football field anytime soon. I don't care what the Raiders and I don't give any rat you know what the Raiders, what their deal is. You know, their stupid wide receiver decided to do this, and now he puts the team in an awful position.
And hopefully Carr has a better answer for this one than he had for Gruden. Hopefully he won't get the "you love the guy but hate the action" stupid answer again tomorrow.
Yep. No, you would hope not. I don't think that they'll be talking about this one, Mafia. I don't think they'll be talking about this one. That's for sure. Eastern Michigan wins 52-49. Toledo completely screwed up the clock at the end. They took too long to spike it. The guy dropped the ball down the sideline, would have put him in field goal range. Just ridiculousness from Toledo. Two wild action games on the first night of that. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. We come back on the grid right after this and wrap it up.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so if he hears you crystal clear, I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We were just talking about it, Mafia, about the rugs thing. And while we were in break, I saw the Raiders tweeted out. They released rugs, which is the right thing to do after what happened this morning. They don't want to have to deal with what he's about to deal with legal-wise, going to jail, whatever his deal is going to be. So the Raiders say, see you later, release rugs. The right move. Right move.
Absolutely. You know, you can support them and love them, all that BS stuff that they're going to say. You can do it from afar because there's no bringing this guy back right now, and he's going to be going away for a while.
Certainly is. No question about that. So the Braves win the World Series. Jorge Soler is your World Series MVP at go-ahead home runs. And what was it, Mafia? Three of the four wins? Three of the four wins he had go-ahead home runs?
So that is the case.
Nice job by Soler, who was with one of the guys that they acquired in midseason. Tremendous job by the Braves front office putting this team together after Acuna went down, losing record at the All-Star break. They win the World Series. Great first night of action. Mafia, I'll see you tomorrow, coast to coast. I'm with you the next three nights as Mafia starts his vacation. Pharrell on the bench. Barbara High, Mafia, Sports Grid Radio. We will see you guys tomorrow right here on the grid.